Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليقم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. Alhamdulillah, we have Mulana Salman Yunus, mashallah, and he was with us yesterday as well at the same time. And we're addressing topics such as children in the masjid and how to go about it, and all these pertinent issues were dealt with yesterday. Today we're going to be speaking on a much neglected topic as well, and that is dua. So let's welcome Mulana Salman Yunus on this particular day, which is the 19th of Ramadan, 1446 here in South Africa. Other areas of the world, it is the 20th. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How's Mulana doing?
All well, alhamdulillah, all well.
Our engineer now just played this verse, and I think it's very relative to the topic. So I'm just going to ask him if he can play it. If he can play it, then just to highlight this portion of Ramadan and dua, which is our topic, inshallah. So I'm just going to play this here, and Mulana will then speak on dua, inshallah.
Inshallah.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليقم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
Okay, it's just stopped there. The part it was supposed to play, verse 186, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that with regards to dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servant asks you, O Rasulullah, about me, then I'm close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَان. I accept the supplication of the invoker when he supplicates to me. So Mulana, give us the advice here about dua and how we've neglected it, and how can we bring it alive again?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves now entering the last 10 days of Ramadan, meaning 2/3 of Ramadan has already passed. And if you have to look back and you have to think, where has the days gone? What have I done? Have I made any difference in my life? Then each one of us can be honest with ourselves and we can answer that day appropriately. But if you look at the month of Allah Ta'ala has been so merciful and so kind that every moment of Ramadan, every part and aspect of Ramadan is either filled with Salah, with Quran, with Zikr, and with Dua. What do we mean by this? That in the month of Ramadan, even if a person is lazy to read Quran, but he'll see when he's going to the masjid, there are people full reading Quran. He'll listen onto the radio, the Quran is being played. He'll see the masjid having, after Asr, majority of places where that para day is being recited. You'll see the time in Taraweeh Salah where the Quran is being recited. So even if he himself is not going towards Quran, but he'll find Quran coming towards him. Likewise, when we see with the aspect of zikr, of being generous, of a person fasting, all these aspects, we see a person, even if he does not want to go towards it, but in this month of Ramadan, it is so evident and so prevalent around him that he has no choice and no other option but to accept it and to be exposed towards it. Likewise with dua, we see that throughout the day in Ramadan, every single day, Allah Ta'ala has given us so many opportunities and Allah Ta'ala has given us the chance to make dua throughout the day. That is why we'll see at the time of tahajjud that Allah Ta'ala mentions, this is the time for the dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the hadith. The time of Sayyidi, we are awake, which is the time of tahajjud, that's the time of dua. Then we see after Fajr Salah, we are sitting, we are awake, or we're waiting for the Fajr Salah. We have opportunity to make dua. And we know that between the azan and the takbir of the Salah, then duas are accepted during that time. And we find sometimes we're going for Zohar Salah, we are sitting, we are waiting. Then it comes the time before iftar. And this is the time of dua again. The time between or after every 4 rakats or 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah, time of dua again. Then we are finishing our Taraweeh again, we see dua. So even if a person is lazy in the form of making dua or does not know when to make dua, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the entire day of Ramadan is filled with opportunity and chances for us to involve ourselves and engross ourselves in dua. Now in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we see many people fast. And we see many people eager for the Quran, competing with one another how much more Quran we can read. But one aspect of Ramadan that sometimes tends to go uncalled, or what you'll say, not paid the due attention, is this aspect of dua. That a lot of attention is focused on the fast. A lot of attention is focused on Quran, and this is completely perfect. This is completely correct. But equally so, the attention to dua should be made. The verses recited, we see that Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding the month of Ramadan that the Quran was revealed, and those who should fast and those who are exempted from fasting. And immediately after mentioning about fast, the objective of it being to attain taqwa, and ayyama ma'duda, that is for a few days, then saying that this is the month of Quran, the verses that follow is regarding dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That this year in itself shows a person the close relationship that dua and Ramadan share. That Ramadan, as much as I understand it to be for Quran, similarly and likewise, I need to understand it to be for dua. Like how I have a target every day for certain amount of juz to read in a day, likewise, I should have a target that certain amount of minutes in a day I should spend in dua. I should dedicate it in dua. That I am engrossed in Quran, alhamdulillah. But in that day, let me see 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, that now I know I take up for dua. So dua, why is dua so important and what can we learn from these aspects of dua? Firstly, let's look at the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, we'll discuss two of the hadith inshallah. The first one is, الدُعَاء مُقُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. That dua is the essence of worship, is the essence of ibadah. Dua is the essence. Now, this word mukh in the Arabic language, if you want to look under the translation, under the meaning, then mukh literally means brain, if you want to say. It means brain. So if you want to say this in the form of the hadith, dua is the brain of worship. Our brain is in charge of our entire body. It sends the intelligence, it sends the information, it sends the messages to every other part of our body to know what to do, to operate correctly, to think, to work out various circumstances. So similarly, in our life, we have various parts of our ibadah. We have various forms of our worship. We have various forms of what we do in every part and aspect of our day. And that which is guiding us and that which is linking us up and which is showing us the way and allowing us to do these things is dua. Dua is the starting point of all ibadah. That's why dua, mukhul ibadah, dua is the essence of ibadah. That before my salah, before my Quran, before my zikr, I have to get that tawfiq from Allah Ta'ala to do all of that day. I want to pay my zakat, I want to pay my sadaqah al-fitr, I want to wear according to the sunnah libas. Allah, we have to turn to Allah to grant us hidayah, to grant us tawfiq of doing these things. And sometimes we forget about this. That we are so used to, alhamdulillah, performing our salah, reading our Quran. We forget that it is Allah's tawfiq that is allowing us to do this. That I feel, no, I am doing the salah, I am reading my Quran, it's from my side, I want to do it. But it is only the tawfiq of Allah. It is only the guidance of Allah that's allowing me, and we should always keep this in mind. And to keep this guidance and to keep this tawfiq of Allah alive, then we have to constantly turn to dua to Allah and realize how weak we are without the command of Allah Ta'ala. Without the guidance of Allah Ta'ala, we are very weak. We can't do anything. We can't do anything. And the one more hadith which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions also, before we talk about a few verses of the Quran, is الدُعَاء وَالْعِبَادَةِ. That dua is ibadah. Dua is ibadah. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said this hadith here, then after saying this here, that dua is ibadah, he then recited the following verse of Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادِي عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And it means that, and Allah Ta'ala and your Lord says, call upon me. Allah Ta'ala says, call upon me, make dua to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will respond to you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Indeed, those who disdain my worship, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Will enter Jahannam. Will enter Jahannam, where forever and ever it will be there. Now, Allah Ta'ala, in this verse, if you want to look at this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, make dua and an answer. And Allah Ta'ala says, those who turn away from my ibadah, from my worship, from my remembrance. And since dua has been mentioned before, this can be understood as those that turn away from dua. Because remember, it is only dua that is going to allow us to do those good deeds, that's going to get us the mercy of Allah Ta'ala into Jannah. So these are two hadiths which mentions by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that dua is the essence of ibadah, and dua is ibadah in itself. Now if you look at dua, why is dua such an important aspect and why is it so great part of Islam? We see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, various instances made so many dua. That's why we look at the dua kitabs. So many different du'as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to make us remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. And this aspect of du'a, that a person turns to Allah in du'a, shows his complete dependence on Allah. It shows his abdiyat, it shows his bond with Allah Ta'ala, that he expressed one's total dependence on Allah, knowing that every single condition is only from Allah. Good and bad, happiness and sadness, prosperity and adversity, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So when I raise my hands in front of Allah, when I go on that musalla and I make dua, I am acknowledging that I am hopeless. I can't do anything. It is only Allah that is great. It is only Allah that allows me to do whatever I need to do. And this month of Ramadan, we see how helpless we are when we're in the state of hunger. When we have no food in our bellies, when we have no drinks in ourselves, then we see we can't move, we can't function, we can't think properly. Whatever we used to find so easy to do, whatever task, becomes difficult. This one aspect of nutrition or food within us shows us our helplessness, shows us how weak we are with a ni'mat that Allah has blessed us so often, so often. But how much have we made dua to thank Allah Ta'ala for this? How much have we made dua to thank Allah Ta'ala for this? And especially at the time of iftar. Because now we realize that samosa, that kajur, that drink of water, which we took for granted, but now we appreciate it that we are looking forward to it so much because we're feeling the pangs of hunger. That's why another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَفْدَلُ الذِّكْرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the best form of zikr is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. وَأَفْدَلُ الدُّعَاءِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. And the best form of dua is to say Alhamdulillah, to thank Allah Ta'ala. That we should be thanking Allah Ta'ala every day. Sometimes a person says, I don't know what to make dua for. And you tell them, you have so much, Allah has blessed you, just thank Allah for it. Oh Allah, you have given me the eyesight, you have given me the ability to hear, you have given me a home, you woke up with safety, my children, the food, the car, the air, the weather. Everything that Allah has blessed us with, just thank Allah for it. That will build our relationship with Allah. That's why Alhamdulillah, we say, we are thanking Allah for everything Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ شَكُورٌ. Very few of my servants will be grateful. Very few will thank Allah Ta'ala. Very few will realize that these are all Allah Ta'ala and no one else. So when we are thanking Allah Ta'ala, this is a dua we are making. And the Quran says, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, Allah will give you more. So rather than us asking for more, let us see how whatever we have, we thank Allah for. And by the principle of Quran, automatically our dua for more will get answered. So this aspect of thanking Allah Ta'ala is very crucial, is a very crucial part of dua, which we should realize that we should not only make dua for more and whatever problems or whatever we want in our lives, but rather whatever good we already have, whatever aspects of our life is already there, then thank Allah Ta'ala that Allah has given us so much. And you see in Surah Fatiha, every day in Surah Fatiha, we're reading Surah Fatiha. Every salah without fail, sunnah, nafil, faraz have to have Surah Fatiha. And this is a message again from Allah to tell us dua, dua, dua. Surah Fatiha is a dua. We first praise Allah Ta'ala, we acknowledge the power of Allah Ta'ala, and then we make dua. We make dua for what? The main dua is of hidayat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We ask Allah, you guide us. Again, we can never feel that I am doing good, I am on the straight path, I am doing the obedience of Allah, except that I realize it is this dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, it is only you that is guiding me, and I need to turn more and more to you in dua. So every time we read salah, that Surah Fatiha is a lesson for you and I, that I am reading my salah only with the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. I am reading the Quran only with the guidance of Allah, and like how Allah has showed me in every rakat I am making dua to Allah. Like this, in every aspect of my life, I have to turn for dua in Allah Ta'ala. We see the Battle of Badr has just passed the 17th of Ramadan. And the dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made in the Battle of Badr, that was the dua that changed everything. The dua there was his connection with Allah Ta'ala. And dua is what connects us with Allah. If we want to build our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, one is Quran, one is Salah, and one very, very easy aspect is dua. If we want to get that connection with Allah, then the one easy, simple aspect is dua. Dua will make that love of Allah into our heart. If you want to get that love of Allah, then sit in dua. When anyone talks to another, when you are talking to your beloved, you just got married and now husband and wife is talking to one another, then initially it will be a little bit, what you would say, awkward, a little bit shyness. But as you get more comfortable, then you become more informal, then you become more relaxed, And now you see the conversation doesn't end. Why? Because you build that connection. With Allah Ta'ala also, we have 20 days of Ramadan that has passed. Now we have the last 10 days coming. If we haven't yet built this connection with Allah Ta'ala, then let us do it now. Let us see how every day we take our time. And even though, from personal experience, we see those around us and ourselves even, that lots of virtue is given for making dua at the time of iftar, and we should and we must make dua at the time of iftar. But at that time, we find our minds generally too occupied on wanting to eat. We are so distracted that even though we're making dua, but we're still more worried what is the time, how many minutes left. Rather, make our dua at that time. Have our dua set for that time, which we normally have our usual dua, our Rabbana, as we read at that time. But throughout the day, let us see how we set a time for dua where we're not rushing, where we're not waiting for anything. So we know it's only for dua. And one good time which I find very appropriate is the time of Zuhr Salah, either whilst you're waiting for the Faradz to start or after the time of the Faradz, where we got time now, people are not going for lunch. Sit and make dua. It's a very relaxed time. You find the masjid are very peaceful, the aircon, the fans are on. And a person is wide awake at that time also. He's not feeling sleepy. He's not tired. So it's an opportune time that we see after the Zuhr Salah to sit and make dua. There's no lunch. There's no rushing. There's nothing happening. So we've got nothing to busy our minds where we can spend it in the dua and building this connection with Allah Ta'ala. And once this connection with Allah Ta'ala gets built, then we see how the love of Allah enters. And when the love of Allah Ta'ala enters, then to do sin, to disobey Allah Ta'ala becomes almost impossible. Because you are conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And that was the purpose. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us dua for every occasion. Entering the toilet, leaving the toilet, leaving the home, entering the home, before eating, after eating. To conscientize our mind of Allah Ta'ala at every single aspect of our life. That how we remember Allah Ta'ala in everything we do. And once we see this love and this connection, this enjoyment in dua is there, then we'll see every aspect, every opportunity we're waiting to make dua to Allah. We're waiting for the salah to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We are waiting so that how I can talk more and more with Allah Ta'ala. Now in the verses of Ramadan, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, this is the beauty of the verse. Sometimes we'll see the habit, the sunnah of the Quran is Allah Ta'ala will send the message and he'll say, O Nabi of Allah, tell to them, pull. Say to them, and then the message comes. Then the answer comes. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلْ الْأَنْفَالِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْتِرِ قُلْ. Allah Ta'ala says, say to them, and then give them the answer. But if you look at this aspect of dua, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي, when my servant asks regarding me, meaning about dua, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, then definitely I am close. Allah Ta'ala never even says, say to them, I am close. He never says, قُلْ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah Ta'ala never put the word قُلْ at all. This is to show us just how close Allah Ta'ala is to us. That there's no need to even add another word. When we are making the dua to Allah, Allah is same time hearing it and listening. Allah is answering it. And that is one aspect of dua where we have in our heart that firm conviction that definitely my Allah Ta'ala is hearing my dua, definitely Allah Ta'ala is answering my duas. And the form of answering the duas, that inshallah another time we can discuss it, but there are various forms in which a person's dua gets answered and how we know that the dua is answered. But with the last 10 days coming, Laylatul Qadr we're going to be searching for, and the last few moments of Ramadan, let us, if we haven't already, let us spend it in dua. Let us dedicate the time, especially on the night of Qadr. We see we get sometimes tired in Quran, tired in zikr, tired in long rakats of Nafil Salah. And a person says to himself, you know what, I'm going to finish my Quran tonight on the 21st night, 23rd night, and after that make a nice long dua. By the time you finish your Quran, you're so tired, you don't feel like making that dua. So while we are fresh in the night, let us make the dua early. And then later on, when you make more dua, no problem. But dua, because as we know, in the Quran, and the various hadith mentioned that this night of Qadr also is where decrees are passed, where decisions are made, and this is the night which we spend in dua. So let us see how, before tomorrow night comes, inshallah, it should be the first of the odd night, the 21st night. Today, let us practice being a Friday night. tomorrow being before between Asr and Maghrib, let us see how we build on our dua and have some set dua that this Ramadan is what I want. I want to accomplish 3 duas and make these 3 duas in a habit form after every salah. Definitely, inshallah, by the end of Ramadan, those duas will definitely hit the arch, will definitely get answered by Allah Ta'ala. But we have to start off by making dua. We have to learn to make dua. And the habit of Quran has taught us, we praise Allah Ta'ala, then we send durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we ask for whatever we want from Allah Ta'ala. Then we'll see how we thought 1-2 minutes is so difficult. We'll see 10, 15, 20 minutes of dua is going, and I still haven't asked for what I really wanted to make dua. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding and grant us this link with Him, and to realize that I am totally helpless, and that is why I have to turn to dua to Allah Ta'ala, as it's only through His tawfiq that I am able to do and I have this comfort in my life, especially for our brothers and sisters in the Gaza at the moment. The only thing we can do is dua. The only thing we can do is dua and turn to Allah Ta'ala to assist them and to ease their plight. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Jazakumullah
khairan, Mulana, for that advice. And yes, it is true as you've said. And I've just been thinking, once I asked one of my family members, cousins, that you went for Hajj and you were at Arafah and you were making so much of this dua. Do you like run out of duas or what happens? Because it's for like 5-6 hours you just got to be. He said to me that forget that. We ran out of time, there wasn't enough time to make all the du'as. So it just shows that when you activated and you really focused, then the time is not enough. Whereas we at the moment, we find it difficult to communicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much needed message. Jazakumullah khairan Mulana. Make du'a for us as well. We'll meet you soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.